The Padres are getting ready for the 2016 season, and we're getting you ready for it. Broadcasting from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. We're here with the all of a sudden top prospect in the Padres organization. It's Manuel Margot, but he likes Manny, right? Whatever we want to say. Yeah. That's either one. And we're also joined by Nikki, who a lot of you fans already know. Nikki Patriarca here to help us with some translation. So, Manny, first question. This is your first spring training, not as a member of the Red Sox. You're here with the Padres. Is it weird? How does it feel so far?
Es tu primer entrenamiento con otro equipo. Estuviste con los Medias Rojas. ¿Cómo te sientes?
No, todo bien, gracias a Dios. Primeramente dando las gracias a Dios y luego a ellos por darme la oportunidad de participar con ellos y empeñar su confianza en mí.
All very good. First of all, he gives thanks to God, and he's very appreciative of his team for believing in him.
Who have you been learning from or working with? Andy Green said John Jay has been a big help for you so far. Who else have you been trying to learn from since you've been here?
¿Con quién estás aprendiendo al lado de tus compañeros? Andy Green dijo que John Jay, estás junto con él, pero ¿quién más?
Sí, o sea, me he especificado mucho en John Jay porque él, o sea, me entiendo mejor con él, hablo el mismo idioma que yo. Pero también tengo una buena relación con Matt Cain, hablo con Otto en el outfield. Y son cosas que ellos me ayudan ahí en esa parte.
He's been working a lot with John Jay just because he is bilingual and he can communicate with him very well. But Matt Kemp and the other outfielders, that's who he's been, you know, working with and learning from.
What can fans expect from you? Obviously, they read all the reports and what the different scouts say, but what kind of player are you? What kind of person are you? What can the fans expect to see from their newest prospect?
¿Qué tipo de jugador eres tú? ¿Qué tipo de persona? ¿Qué pueden aprender los fanáticos de ti?
Bueno, los fanáticos de mí se pueden llevar una muy buena impresión, una buena personalidad. O sea, cada vez que me llaman, si tengo tiempo, le firmo cosas en así y me catalogo como un pelotero de cinco herramientas.
Basically, hopefully a good impression that he always has a great attitude whenever fans want for him to, you know, sign or to talk to. He's always there and available to talk to them and to, you know, communicate and get to know the fan base better.
You come in as a very highly touted prospect, someone that a lot of fans can be excited about. Where do you see yourself fitting in with the organization this spring training? Do you think about making the big league roster or still a couple years away? Where do you see yourself in your career?
Como eres prospecto bien alto en la organización, ¿qué son tus metas de este entrenamiento primavera contra un nuevo equipo?
Bueno, definitivamente yo, o sea, todos los días vengo al play a enfocarme y trabajar con un propósito. O sea, uno nunca sabe, uno está aquí hoy, pero uno sabe el mañana, uno sabe si mañana uno puede estar con el equipo en Grandes Ligas y eso es lo que yo quiero. O sea, por eso me empeño cada día más en trabajar más fuerte.
Basically, just to focus on the job at hand and to play with promise. No one knows, you know, what's going to happen today or tomorrow. If today's their, you know, the last day to be able to do their job, and he wants to play on the major league roster. That's his ultimate goal, and that's where he wants to be.
What do you think you still have to work on? What's keeping you from making a major league roster? What are you working on the most here in spring training?
¿En qué estás trabajando más ahorita en este tiempo en entrenamientos primaverales?
Bueno, me estoy enfocando mucho en la cosa pequeña, como controlar lo que yo puedo hacer, no tratar de hacer de más, y cada día aprender algo nuevo.
Basically the small things, that's what he's working on, to control what he can control, and nothing more, and all the, you know, the small things basically that he needs to work on and to improve.
Manny, you grew up in the Dominican Republic, San Cristobal, right? Got a pronunciation lesson from him a little bit earlier. Did you have any favorite players growing up or any idols, whether from the island or from anywhere else?
Eres el dominicano, dominicana. ¿Quién fueron los jugadores cuando tú estabas creciendo que tú, o sea, que tú te gustó mucho?
Manny Ramirez.
There you go.
Manny Ramirez, no translation needed. That swing is good in any language, yeah. What are you looking forward to now the rest of spring training? You've obviously working on a lot of different things, meeting a lot of new people. What's your biggest goal to take away the next month that you're here?
¿Cuál es tu meta más grande en este mes que viene en estos entrenamientos aquí en Peoria?
Bueno, de verdad estoy sumamente enfocado en el proceso y de hacer un buen trabajo. Sabes que, o sea, si tú no haces un buen trabajo, tú no te mereces subir al siguiente nivel. Pero estoy enfocado en hacer buen trabajo para así escalar el próximo nivel.
He's very focused on the process. That's what, you know, he's working on this last month of spring training. And it's also to do a good job. If you're doing a good job, then you will make it to the next level, and that's what he's very focused on. And
whether you make it in San Diego or one of the minor league teams, you have to be happy that they're all going to be warmer weather than the Red Sox or their minor leagues. Is that right?
Donde si estás en San Diego o una de las otras locaciones en ligas menores, tiene que ser la clima tiene que ser mejor de todos los que están en las medias rojas, ¿sí cierto?
Sí, claro, claro que sí.
Very much yes.
Manny, thank you very much for taking the time. Nikki, thank you for helping us out, and good luck the rest of spring training.
Thanks.
Buena suerte.
Gracias.
Manny Margot telling me a little earlier in the week his favorite player growing up, Manny Ramirez. I think if the Padres get even a little bit of that kind of production out of Margot,
right. That
could be good.
You know what? I saw some films of Margot last year, and what a dynamic, after the trade, and what a dynamic center fielder and an aggressive hitter. And I like guys that swing the bat, and I really think Manny Margot has a future. In fact, I like all four players that the Padres received in a trade for Kimbrel.
And Margot, aggressive, but doesn't strike out that much.
No,
so
no.
Doesn't walk that much either, but that can come. It's good to be aggressive without the Ks.
Right.
You can always teach walking and the batting eye. One of the men working with Manny Margot and all the other hitters here in camp, Alan Zinter. That's who we have coming up next, the new hitting coach for the Padres, a guy who took ages, as he'll talk to us about, to get to the major leagues as a player. Now here in his first year as a full-time hitting coach in the big leagues, what have you gotten the sense from on him?
And got huge reviews last year, great reviews last year as the backup hitting coach at Houston. And everybody expected that he would get a job as a hitting coach in the major leagues this year after the way he was at Houston. I'm really glad to see him come here. I really like, and I've watched him around the cages talking to players, and so much of hitting, being a hitting coach, is psychological. I think he's a huge gain.
You like psychology. I caught up with Alan earlier in the week. He talks about being not just a hitting coach, being a life coach for these guys.
Right.
And we're going to hear what he has to say.
Especially when you're in a slump, you need somebody not to say, hey, it's all messed up. You need somebody to say, just get back to what you were doing.
And he seems like the kind of guy to do just that. We'll hear
from
Alan coming up next. But first, for the first time ever, the Padres will host a series of week-long summer baseball camps across San Diego County for boys and girls ages 5 through 12. For more information or to register, visit Padres.com/playball. Alan Zinter on Padres Social Hour coming up next.
Your early look at the 2016 Padres is right here. It's Padres Social Hour at spring training in Arizona, and we'll be right back after these messages.